Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Daddy
Nora Show. Let's see how it goes on the Daddy and Nora
Show.
And there's the new theme song of the Daddy and Nora Show, sung by Daddy and Nora.
Auntie Sarah's coming on.
You think Auntie Sarah's coming on? Okay, so Auntie Sarah's coming on today. We'll see when she joins us because we're live in Grampy's house, right?
Right.
And it's Easter Sunday.
Yes.
And somebody was up early this morning.
Who?
You.
Yeah.
You're up early and you went downstairs and what did you see? Was there an Easter basket?
Yes.
What was in your Easter basket?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure?
Yeah.
You don't remember what was in your Easter basket?
Yeah, you tell me.
I tell you. Well, why don't you try to remember?
Candies!
There's candies.
Yes.
A couple of strawberry shortcake dolls.
Yeah.
And was there some bongos?
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, there was goldfish.
There was goldfish.
Yeah, can you remember me?
Can I remember you?
Yes.
The phone number to call, 917-889-7071, if you want to talk to Daddy and or Nora on the Daddy and Nora Show today.
And Auntie Sarah.
Apparently, Auntie Sarah. Auntie Sarah might be watching Baby Maeve.
Why?
Because we're doing the show, so Auntie Sarah might be helping with Baby Maeve downstairs. But we'll see if she comes on, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so
Auntie Sarah's coming on in 10 seconds.
In 10 seconds. Wow. Okay, we'll see if that happens. But the phone number again, 917-889-7071. Nora, let's talk about chocolate bunnies.
I'll have to take this out.
You can take that out. That's fine. I'll hold it for you.
Okay, everybody. So I took my earpiece out.
She took her earpiece out. Here, I'll hold it for you.
I will.
You'll hold it? All right, don't hold the microphone part. Hold this part.
Why?
Because when you hold the microphone, it makes a lot of noise. Yeah, like that. Yeah, it makes noise. Nora's testing out the rules of radio right now by grabbing the microphone and seeing if it makes noise. But, Nora, if we talk about chocolate bunnies,
what
do you like about chocolate bunnies?
I'm not sure.
Do you like chocolate?
Yes.
Do you like bunnies? Do you like chocolate bunnies? Have you had one yet today? You have to use your words. People can't see you nod your head.
Yes.
You had a chocolate bunny already?
No.
No. Okay. So maybe when we go over Auntie Dawn's, you'll have a chocolate bunny?
Yes.
So, how has your Easter been so far today?
Good.
Good. And did you get anything else before Easter?
What?
Did you get a kite?
Yes.
Are you looking forward to flying that kite?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll fly it in the park.
Yes.
And so, stay over here. Stay here with me. We got to do our show, right?
I want my juice box.
Okay.
Clifford.
We have Hansen's Junior Water Beverage. It's an organic water drink. It is the beverage of choice on the Daddy and Nora Show today. So, Nora, you've been talking a lot about saving money of late. And as we all age more and retirement seems farther and farther away, why do you think it's so important to save money in your piggy bank?
I'm not sure.
Well, what are you saving for?
I'm saving for.
What are you saving for?
Disney World.
Disney World? Okay. We haven't booked it yet, but we're looking at it, right? Seeing if we can do it this year. And who would you want to see at Disney World?
Rapunzel.
Nora got a new Rapunzel doll from her good friends Joya and Clara and Auntie Tanya, Uncle Keith, and Baby Thea, right? You got a new dolly?
Uh-huh.
Nora's currently pounding down her juice box, so that is why it's a solo show at the current moment. Phone number is 917-889-7071. Celebrate your Easter with us here on the Daddy and Nora Show. Gotta leave that alone, though. We're using some remote equipment today, which is a lot of fun. Microphone provided to me by one Ed Ford.
Yeah, it's just the size as me.
It's a mini microphone, you're right. It's the same size as Nora. And it's just the right size for you, right?
Yes.
And so what do you like about spring? Is it the warm weather? Is it the sunshine? Is it being able to go to the park and ride your bike? What do you like the best about spring?
Flying my kite.
Flying your kite is your favorite part of spring?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like it's great fun. And we'll fly it at the park across the street? Who would you want to invite to fly your kite with you?
Marlena.
Marlena? Okay, we can ask Marlena if she wants to come fly a kite.
And tell her if she wants to fly a kite with me.
Well, we'll send her mommy and daddy an email and see if they want to fly a kite with us. And so, what do you think about the current NCAA tournament? Mommy school Syracuse is in the Final Four. That means they might win the basketball championship.
Yeah, can I go with Dan?
You want to come on the other side of me? Come on through.
Oh, right. Okay, folks. Let's pause for a minute. So I'm going to find a place to stay.
You want to pause for a minute?
Yeah.
Okay, what are we going to pause? Should we sing a song while we pause? What song do you want to sing? Not push buttons.
Oh, Dad, I can do a different radio show.
You want to start a new, different? What do you want the name of this radio show to be?
New Pick.
Oh, let's talk about it. What's good about a radio show?
Bless Mommy.
You. Mommy's good about a radio show?
Yeah.
Bless you. So, what should the name of Mommy's radio show be?
Nora and Mommy.
The Nora and Mommy show? So, Daddy gets kicked to the curb and you and Mommy do a radio show?
Yeah.
I'll just produce it?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. And what would you and Mommy talk about on this radio show?
You tell me.
How about you tell me?
You.
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 Tell everybody everything.
You talk about everything?
Yes.
Well, would you talk in monster voices?
Yes.
Can you talk in a monster voice right now?
We're talking about everything.
There you have it, folks. Monster Nora doing her finest. And screaming into the microphone. That was impressive, Nora. And now Nora is adorning herself with a Maynard Recreation Program first prize ribbon that she found up here in the loft. That's very pretty, Nora. Are you a first prize winner?
No.
No. All right. Phone number to call, 917-889-7071. So last night we went to, Kimberly and I went to the Miracle League Casino Night fundraiser, a big hit over in, I believe it was Chelmsford, but it was also, the address said Westford, but Chelmsford, Massachusetts. Lots of money raised for the Miracle League of Massachusetts. A lot of fun, and you can, of course, check out more information on the Miracle League of Massachusetts website and on Facebook. What would you like?
And you talk about pictures.
You want to talk about pictures?
Yes.
Who's in that picture?
Aunt Christina and Uncle Joe.
I think that's Grampy, actually.
Auntie. Is that Auntie Christina?
That's Auntie Sarah.
Auntie Sarah and Grampy at
the lake.
Lake?
Mm-hmm. The Lake Winnipesaukee.
Lake Winnipesaukee.
Bring it back. Let's rope in this radio show. Are you off and away?
Yeah, I'm all done.
Well, how about we start over?
I'm all done.
You're walking off set on me? Are we ending this episode early?
Yeah.
Yeah? You got to come over here and talk in the microphone.
Okay, folks, we're all done. Bye.
You want to be done?
Yeah.
You don't want to do the next 20 minutes of our radio show?
No.
In silent agony?
No.
No?
Go downstairs and tell everybody it's over.
You want to go downstairs and tell everybody it's over?
Yes.
Well, let's give the phone number out one more time, see if anybody calls, and then we can end the show, okay?
Why?
Because you're supposed to do a radio show for the whole time you're on the air. You can't just walk away.
Why?
Because you have time to fill. 917-889-7071. It's the Daddy and Nora show. Here on Blog Talk Radio.
And let's see how it goes on the Daddy and Nora show.
Right. So, Nora, I just want to ask you one more question, okay?
What
is your favorite TV show?
The Princesses.
The Princesses? Sophia the First or Cinderella or... Who's your favorite princess?
Sophia the First.
Sophia the First. You like her a lot?
Mm-hmm.
What do you like about her?
Tiara.
Nora, we have a caller. We have two callers on the line. Look at that.
Who?
Well, let's go to the first one, okay? And you need to put your earpiece in.
Why?
So you can listen to the call.
Daddy?
Yes?
Can I sound?
Yeah, hold on 1 second.
Okay, so... I have to sit down.
Okay, Nora had to sit down. We have to put her earpiece in. And we have a caller on the line with the last 4 digits of their phone number is 7679. Caller, who are you and where are you calling from?
This is from Germantown, Maryland. I'm Ross.
It's Ross.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, Ross. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
How are you? You want to say Happy Easter to Ross?
Happy Easter, Ross.
Happy Easter, Nora.
You want to tell Ross about what you got for Easter?
You tell him.
How about you tell him?
You.
Stink face came out. So, Nora, did you get candy?
Yes.
Did you get strawberry shortcake dolls?
Yes.
Ross, did you get anything for Easter?
Yes, I did. I got some gum and Tic Tacs and a basket. Nora, did you do an egg hunt?
Did we do an egg hunt this morning?
Yeah.
Did you find all the eggs?
Yes.
What was in the eggs?
I got some.
Yes, you are.
You.
No, you.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah.
What was in the Easter eggs? There was goldfish.
Yeah.
What else?
Candy.
Candy and what else? There's one other thing.
What?
Was there something that went jingle jingle and you put in your piggy bank?
Yeah.
What is that?
Money.
There's money. So Nora got candy and goldfish and money. And when we go to Auntie Dawn's house, I think the Easter Bunny left some eggs there as well.
Yeah, can I bring my,
your basket?
Yes,
you can bring your basket. So do you want to say Happy Easter to Ross?
Happy Easter, Ross.
Thanks for calling, Ross. We'll
happy
see you
Easter,
soon.
Nora.
Any more random drives to New York City coming up soon?
Hopefully.
You know,
and more. Maybe next time I can stay longer.
Exactly. So we'll see Ross soon.
Sure.
Say hi to Maggie and Anna and Andrew and Aunt Tansy and Uncle Tim for us.
Will do.
We'll call later. Love you guys.
Daddy.
Love you too.
Oh, then Daddy can't hear.
No, that's where we listen to my voice.
I will just listen to your voice?
Yeah.
How about I take this one, you take that one?
Well, I want to have two.
All right, Nora, there's a caller on the line, but you're going to have to talk to them because you're taking the phone, okay? Ready?
Daddy, yep. How
about we share? That's a good idea. All right, there's another caller on the line. Ready?
Ready, Dad, can you put on in my...
You got it. Good job.
Okay.
Do you want to introduce the caller?
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you say?
Who are you? Where are you calling from?
Hi, caller 0240. Who are you and where are you calling from?
I don't know. Can you hear me?
Do you know who that is?
Who?
That's Grandpa John.
Hi, Grandpa John.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, Grandpa John.
He's calling.
Are you guys in Massachusetts?
Yeah.
Wow.
Seeing my Grampy here.
She's seeing her Grampy here.
No, that's great.
We're at Massachusetts, so we're going to Auntie Dawn's.
And we're going to go to Auntie Dawn soon as well.
Yeah, the Easter Bunny What did you got for Easter, Grandpa John?
What was that?
Get for Easter, Grandpa John?
I had an egg hunt, and I got some chocolate and other good things for Easter. I heard what you got there when you were telling Ross. It sounds like you had a good Easter.
10 callers on the line?
We have one more caller on the line right now, but right now we're talking to Grandpa John. So Grandpa John got chocolate, and he had an Easter egg hunt. Is chocolate good? Do you like chocolate?
Yes.
So how is the weather in Almaty?
Well, it's raining now, but it's been nice the last couple of weeks. The temperature's been up in the 50s.
Grandpa John, why is it raining there now?
Why is it raining now? Well, you need rain sometimes. It's springtime, and rain will bring flowers.
Rain helps bring flowers. You like flowers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my best friend Flower got a flower from her teacher.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Her best friend Clara got a flower from her teacher, apparently.
Wow, that's very nice.
And we stayed at we stayed at Clara's house the other night, right? We had a sleepover?
Yeah, in another sleepover yesterday.
Yeah, and then we slept at Grampy's last night. And then you had Olive's sleepover earlier in the week. It's been a few days in a row of sleepovers. Have they been fun?
Yes.
All right. Well, you want to wish Grandpa John a happy Easter?
Happy Easter, Grandpa John.
Happy Easter to you, too. And tell Auntie Dawn and everyone else there happy Easter.
You tell everybody else happy Easter from Grandpa John?
Okay.
Happy Easter, Dad.
All right. Happy Easter to all the listeners out there all over the world.
We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
We're going to switch.
We're switching earpieces. Okay. Can I have this one?
Yeah. Dad, can you help me put my earpiece in?
Yep.
Okay, folks. So I'm going to turn this microphone around.
Okay. And we have a caller on the line.
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
It's going to be a 0 and a 1. That's 10.
Okay. The 0 and a 1. So caller 9767, who are you and where are you calling from?
Yeah.
Hi, it's Karen, Liam, and Aiden.
It's Karen. And Liam and Aiden. Can you say hi?
Hi.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Kaka, is it okay? You talk to Leland and Aiden?
Yes, they're right here. Hi, Nora.
Hi, Nora.
Leland and Aiden.
Hi, Leland and Aiden.
Can you say happy Easter?
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, Nora.
What did you get for Easter?
Yeah. We got a big chocolate bunny, and we got Pop Rocks and M&M's and jelly beans.
Lots of candy. That sounds like a...
Did you get goldfish or anything?
Say that again?
Did you get goldfish or anything?
Oh, no, they didn't get goldfish. Did you get goldfish?
Goldfish.
Do you like goldfish?
Yes.
Yeah. Nora got goldfish. And she got jelly beans.
Yeah. And I got some in the bag.
Yeah.
How you gave those again?
Yeah. Who does with jelly in a bag? As we all know, IU is a top one here.
Yeah, we do the other one.
Near the radio?
Yeah.
Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1. The Addy and Nora show. Hey, on the line. It's Liam and Aiden.
No, I don't still talk to them.
Okay, well, then you have to say bye-bye. You can't just stop talking to people.
Okay, say Nora. We'll see you later.
See you guys soon. Thanks for calling. We miss
bye.
You.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Nora is a quick hook here on the
Daddy and Nora show, huh?
Yeah.
When you're all done with the caller, you just move on.
Yeah.
But it's important to say bye-bye and say thank you for calling. Can you say thank you for calling?
Thank you for calling.
It's good to hear from Liam and Aiden. We haven't seen them in a while.
Yeah, can we have another caller on the line?
Well, we don't right now. We'll have to say, let's say what the phone number is so people can call in, okay?
Okay.
917.
Yeah.
889.
No. Yeah.
7071 is the phone number. Do you want me to say it again?
Can, Dad?
Yes.
Can I go on that side so all the callers can hear me?
They can hear you.
No, I want to go there.
Oh, you want to go over there? Okay.
Yeah, switch me to the other side of the stage.
Okay. Come on, you got to hop down. You got to hop down, then I'll pick you back up. Apparently, you don't want to hop down. All right. So we're going to take a pause here, folks, to move the star of the show from one side of the computer to the other. Ready? 1, 2, 3, up. Good.
Am I the star?
Well, Betty shouldn't use that word.
Why?
But you are the star of my life, along with Mommy and Maeve.
Okay.
Okay.
So we have another call on the line.
We don't have another call online, so we have to ask people to call in. Can you say, come on, folks, call in?
Come on, folks, call in.
It's 917-889-7071.
Can I type my name?
No, not right now.
Okay. So Daddy told me not to type my name.
Yeah. Daddy takes all the fun out of things, right?
Yeah. Okay. 917-889-7071.
So she got the first 6 digits of the phone number, correct? 917-889-7071. That's really impressive there, Nora, that you remembered that. But it's the Daddy and Nora show here on Blog Talk Radio. And so so far we've talked about savings accounts. We've talked about princesses.
Uh-huh.
We've talked about Easter.
Yeah.
We've talked about chocolate bunnies.
Uh-huh.
We've talked about being at Grampy's house. And we've heard from callers, we've heard from Ross down in Maryland. We've heard from Liam, Aiden, and Karen in New Jersey. And we heard from Grandpa John in Kazakhstan. You are a global phenomenon.
Can I have a small piece in?
You want to get your piece in?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, we have another caller on the line.
Yeah, so everybody, call your best dick.
Excuse me?
I said... You be put on our lipstick.
We need to all put on our lipstick?
Yeah, just two of us.
Just the two of us?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I want to pick.
All right. So Nora got some lip balm for Easter as well, which we haven't mentioned yet, but apparently it's time to put on our lipstick. We do have a caller on the line, so let's bring that caller on and we'll pick out the lipstick at the same time, okay?
Okay.
So let's check who the caller is.
Yeah.
It's last 4 digits 1269.
Yeah.
Caller, who are you and where are you calling from?
Hi, Nora. It's Nanny Carol.
It's Nanny Carol. It's Nanny Carol. She's downstairs calling us. Say hi to Nanny Carol.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi. You're doing a good job today.
Yes.
I like your show.
What do you say when someone gives you a compliment?
Thank you.
Yes. And
you're welcome.
Thank you for breakfast.
Thank you for breakfast.
And thank you for... all the fun, letting the Easter Bunny stop by here for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
That was fun. Do you remember what Baby Maeve got for Easter?
What did Baby Maeve get for Easter?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure? Did she get the sticks?
Yes.
And did she get a dress? I'll get it.
Daddy,
I'll get it.
You like green.
I do like green.
Okay, Nanny Carol, so we're going to put on your lipstick.
So Nanny Carol, apparently we're now. There's
okay.
A good thing that it's a radio show and not a TV show.
Uh-huh, I'm sure.
Did
Baby Maeve get a little book, too?
I think Baby Maeve get a book, too?
Yeah.
The farm animal books?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think she likes them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to read it to her?
Yeah.
Can you sit in the middle of the kitchen and read it to her like you've done before on other books?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be fun. You're a good big sister.
Are you a good big sister? Mm-hmm. You're really intent on putting on this lip balm. Okay.
Okay. Right. Well, it was nice to talk to you.
Bye, Nanny Carol. See you in a few minutes.
Bye, Nikhil. We see you in a few minutes.
Okay, honey. I'll see you in a few minutes. Bye-bye.
So we have about 5 minutes left on the Nora and Daddy Show. Oh, I just changed the name of it. Do you, Nora, do you want it to be the Daddy and Nora Show or the Nora and Daddy Show?
The Nora and Daddy.
Yeah, you want Top Belly?
Yeah.
All right, we need to re-record the theme song. But I think we can do that. So we have about 4 minutes left in the Daddy and Nora Show. Nora is now exploring all of her lip balms and seeing all the different colors.
Red, orange, pink, blue, violet. Rainbows are colors, and there are seeds in it.
So, Nora, do you want to sing everybody a song?
Mm-hmm.
What song do you want to sing?
It's the Daddy and Nora, so it's the Daddy and Nora, so let's see how it goes on the Daddy and Nora, so.
Good job, Nora. What songs did Mommy and Daddy and Grandma and Uncle Steven sing to you to try to get you to sleep? Do you remember?
I'm not sure.
No, you don't remember any of them?
Yeah.
Did Uncle Steven sing Believe It or Not?
Yeah.
How does that one go?
It's a real, I'm walking on air.
I never thought I'd
be
so free. Go ahead.
I don't want to.
You don't want to? Is Daddy putting you on the spot? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Let's be all done with the lip balm. You've had enough. You have to drive later.
So I have red, I have green, I have blue.
Yep, what other colors are there?
Red, green, pink, blue.
Is that a purple?
Pink.
Yeah, there are two pinks, a purple, a green, a blue, and a red.
Yes, so red is my favorite color.
Why is red your favorite color?
Because I like it.
Because you like it? What else is red?
I'm not sure.
What's red? In the Yep, Clifford is red.
What else?
What else?
You tell me.
Is Daddy's school red?
Yes.
What school is that?
Arthur Rogers.
And what school did Mommy go to? Do you remember?
Syracuse.
Good job.
Mommy goes to Syracuse. Daddy goes to Arthur Walkers, and I go to Carrie Crazy. And we daddy goes to different schools.
Good job, Nora.
Can we be done?
Yeah, we're coming up to the end of the show. I think it's important now, Nora, that as we finish the show, we say thank you to all of our callers. Can you say that?
Thank you.
And we say happy Easter to everyone.
Happy Easter.
And say we'll see all of our family and friends soon. Okay, that's going to do it for this episode of the Daddy and Nora Show. Thanks to everybody for calling in and listening. We really do appreciate your time on Easter Sunday. We'll be back with you next weekend, either Saturday or Sunday, to talk more about the world of Nora and the world of Daddy and Nora. You know, keep a lookout for the Maeve and Mommy show to happen soon. I think Maeve has a lot to talk about. Right, Nora? To talk about?
Yeah.
All right. So, once again, folks, thanks for listening. Happy Easter. We hope you enjoy.
And it will be the Maeve show and Mommy show and Nora show and Daddy show.
Oh, should we do the Maeve, Mommy, Daddy, Nora show?
Yeah.
Should we do the family show? Okay, maybe we'll do a family show soon, too. That sounds like fun.
Yes.
Okay. All right, well, wait for me to go down the stairs.
Okay. So
Nora's across the room saying, folks, Daddy's telling me to wait at the stairs. So wait right there, and I'm going to end the show, okay?
Okay.
All right, that's going to do it, folks. Thanks so much for listening. It's the Daddy and Nora Show. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.